This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big extravaganza today, Greg Warren with this week's Warren Report. It's on the way right after this.
Hi, I'm Donnie Baker. And if anybody knows about quickness around the ladies, it's me. But when it comes to quickness on the drag strip, talk to my main man, Brandon Bernsteins. Say hello, Brandon.
Who the hell are you, and how did you get in my motor coach?
Come on, Brandon, just do what I tell you here. Attention race fans, Donnie Baker Enterprises proudly brings you the latest and greatest in racing cooking technology, the Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill.
The Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill?
Fully endorsed by NHRA great Brandon Bernstein's.
That's a lie. I've never even heard of this thing.
Brandon, you're wrecking the commercial. We guarantee when you cook with the Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill, everything's going to be done in under 3 seconds. Watch this live test. We just placed this raw sirloin steak on the Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill, turn the key, and then press the red ignition switch.
Whoa!
And poof! Your meat is grilled to perfection in no time.
It's burned to a crisp. It smells like burning rubber and nitromethane. Get out of here before I call security.
Here, can you just say, Donnie Baker's my best friend, into this microphone? Listen right here.
Donnie Baker's my best friend?
That'll work. Folks, order the Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill today. It's way faster than George Foreman's grill, and we'd say it right to his face. And boxing's fake anyways. If it was real, then why don't they let Hulk Hogan's and The Undertaker fight them guys? Fake.
Listen, I've got to get back to work here.
Shut up, Brandon. I was just getting ready to leave. Oh, and how can you sign my hat and t-shirt here?
Are you kidding?
It's for a sick kid in a hospital, man. Have a heart.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the kid's name?
Just make it out to Donnie Baker.
Baker. Okay.
B-A-K-E-R. Perfect.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee. Teabagging at the news desk. Steeping her tea.
Steeping, thank you.
And there's Pat Godwin.
Hi.
Hi. What was that?
I'm just trying to be sexy.
You hitting on chick?
Yeah, let's do this.
At this point, you might as well just give it a shot.
Pat, how'd you do over the weekend? Did you meet some ladies up there in Michigan?
Oh, a lot of ladies came up and said hi.
Oh, very nice.
No one night stand.
No one throwing keys at the stage?
No. Just cash.
Cash.
Really?
Making it rain?
Tucking a buck, were they?
Some guy actually threw a couple of 20s goofing around, yeah.
What you need is somebody to throw a fender up there so you can fix your car.
Yes.
It's car part night.
Throw me a body repair.
So, do you mind if I tell the story about your parking the other day?
I don't mind, no.
So, Pat and I have a place that we like to go that's it's my new coffee place.
Yeah.
It's got great coffee. And it's a mom-and-pop place to a degree, and they donate all their money to great charities.
And they don't have a parking lot.
It's right next to a medical facility that does have a parking lot. And Pat met some was this an internet date?
It was a Bumble situation. I met someone for coffee because that's all I can afford.
So, okay. So Pat's telling me that he parked on the fifth floor so she wouldn't see his car.
That's not true. I walked through her car. Where's your car? Oh, it's on the fifth floor.
And it's probably, you can park usually in that place easily on the second floor.
Sure.
No matter what.
She said, why'd you go up there? I said, I like the walk.
Okay.
For the back.
All right. Okay.
I don't know how he keeps it all straight.
It's hard when you lie
the
so much.
The thing he tells people.
It's hard being Pat Godwin. Have you ever asked Pat how old he is? Then he's got to do the math problem going, let's see, what did I tell him? Time now to check in with the very handsome Greg Warren, comedian. And Greg joins us from his home in St. Louis with the Warren Report.
Is that sure Warren does. Beatty? I mean,
of course it is.
Hang on.
A young Warren Beatty.
I have a technical question. Now, when you put a picture of a famous Warren behind you for the Warren Report, Greg, do you you frame that yourself, or how does that happen?
Chick, I frame it. Yeah.
We put a lot of work in this.
That is nice.
We had Earl Warren a couple of weeks ago.
Warren Moon. Yeah, yeah.
Warren Moon. Yeah. And
do you remember all the
Warren Zevon? I believe
Warren Zevon.
Warren Zevon.
Yeah,
that's right.
Warren Peace.
Yeah, and then you're going to run out pretty quick, huh?
I think I got at least 2-3 months of this.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I might have to get creative after that.
Sure,
because we were just having an argument about famous Roberts.
Oh God!
And
I heard it. Yeah, I did hear
Robert.
It.
You know who Robert Loggia is? Would you have gotten that joke?
Robert Loggia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who Robert Loggia is.
Yeah, I didn't even remember who he was. T-H-E cat. So I thought...
I'm not familiar with that program.
Yeah, nor
am I. Yeah, but you're familiar with Robert McNamara.
Won several Emmys?
Man, I got to admit, Tom, I don't think I knew Robert McNamara until you said...
Didn't you go to West Point?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
What does that mean?
Well, you would think...
I mean, McNamara was a school.
They have a quiz of the president cabinet, past and present?
Kind of, yes, Chick.
They do?
Huh.
Every day, we had to stand in formation, and they would quiz us on all kinds of things. And I didn't do well there, by the way, guys. I only lasted a year. You're supposed to go for four.
He went on a wrestling scholarship. It wasn't because he wanted to be in the military, you remember?
Well, I mean, it's obviously, if you're going to go to West Point, it's extraordinarily difficult to get in and to stay in. It's a very rigorous program.
Would you have to stand in formation? I don't think I could do it.
Well, you'd have to stand in formation like four times a day at attention and look straight ahead. And they would just, the upperclassmen would come and just mess with you the whole time. They'd ask you all this stuff. But you're supposed to look straight ahead, like, you know, right ahead. And my eyes would always wander. And one time I was like kind of looking around and this upperclassman came up behind me. He goes, "You looking to buy this place, Warren?"
That's so good.
Wow, I wonder where he's doing comedy.
Yes. I know. That guy is funnier than anything I've ever thought of.
That's great.
Yes, I'm looking to buy West Point.
Now, before we get to your segment, Greg, I want to ask you this. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the cake that we referenced, the famous... not so famous, apparently, cake called Better Than Robert Redford?
No, I didn't get the bit at all.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's a cake. Okay, here's a letter from Jenny. She writes, "I'm 45 years old. My grandma made the cake called the next best thing to Robert Redford for every holiday and church pitch-in.
Okay.
It's truly amazing. I made it for Thanksgiving. The younger members of my family have changed the name to the next best thing to Chris Hemsworth."
Oh, okay.
Christy, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thor. God, yes. Yeah.
And apparently this is based on a cake called the Better Than Sex cake.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting a subdued, if not a completely uninterested response.
Just make everyone a chocolate cake. I mean,
Well, it's not really a cake, Greg, either. There's no.
We're gonna have
dip. It's like pudding and Cool Whip, and
we're gonna have amazing. Ms. Hooker make us one this week. So we'll look.
Sounds that. Horrible.
In the meantime, Greg Warren is a very fine stand-up comedian. So what's today's topic, Greg?
Tom, I want to talk about the history of salad bars.
Oh, all right.
Excellent.
It's an important topic, I feel.
People forget they weren't always the thing.
No. Right?
They weren't. So the idea, they say, probably came from the 1939 World's Fair. The Swedes had some sort of smorgasbord exhibit there.
Sure.
I don't know if I buy it. You know, if you listen to people, everything came from the World's Fair. You know, I live in St. Louis. We had one here in 1904, and it's like ice cream, hot dogs, Ferris wheels. If you talk to St. Louis people, people don't realize shoes came from the World's Fair.
Right.
They were in the same booth with the microwave oven. Oh, it was right across the way, Roman candles and giving people the finger. That all came from the 1904 World's Fair.
this is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
But what I do know is the first salad bar was at a restaurant in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It's called Sky Club.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the restaurant still exists. It was a supper club, kind of a speakeasy type of place. Uh-huh. And there was a customer named Richard Swanson, who was a regular. And Richard manufactured like bars for taverns. And he was also had a little experience with refrigeration. And he told the guy, I can build you a salad bar. And so that was 1951. I spoke to the current owner of Sky Club.
Really?
Good guy. Yeah, yeah. And he said back in the day, these places were kind of glamorous. They were like, you know, the gangsters went there with their ladies, and it was an event. And they said they put the salad bar far away from everything else. And the reason was the girls liked to dress up to go to these restaurants, and it gave them an opportunity to sort of strut their stuff as they walked across the restaurant to the salad bar.
How about that?
Which, it was very glamorous. I was at the Golden Corral the other day, and you know, the ladies walk up to the salad bar there. It's not as glamorous.
No. Dip your chicken in the chocolate fountain, Terry. It don't seem like it'd be good, but it is.
Tom, what would you say is the most important invention in salad bar history?
Oh, the sneeze shield.
Yes. Yes. I knew you'd get it.
And the first time I heard that, I went, uh-oh, because necessity is the mother of invention. That's that means that somebody saw someone sneeze in a salad bar.
Not somebody, Tom. Johnny Garneau, 1959, restaurateur and germaphobe. He's in Western Pennsylvania.
Wow.
He had a place called the Golden Spike, and Johnny manufactured that thing. The interesting thing is, I told you the first salad bar was 1951. The invention of the sneeze guard was 1959, which makes 51 to 59 the golden era of foodborne illnesses.
Although I can remember
salad bars without
sneeze shields way into the 80s.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I know now all 50 states have a regulation. They have to be 14 inches above the salad, and they have to jut out at least 7 inches.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Now, Garneau was a real germaphobe. You'd love this guy, Tom. This guy, he also designed some other stuff that didn't work out. He didn't like that everybody came up, everybody touched the same spoons, you know, the serving spoons on the set. So he devised this system of like detachable handles. Each person had their own handle and they would go up and attach it to the spoon, and that did not take. I would guess mostly because of old people at salad bars. Grandpa, you don't put the handle in the dressing. I know what I'm doing, Sonny. I fought in WW2. I can figure out how to spoon some French dressing out of a bowl. I don't know if you guys have spent any time behind old people in a salad bar. They're a little slow. They take their time.
Sure. But they've earned it.
They have. But I saw this woman stare at the hard-boiled eggs for a good 3 minutes, just staring at them. I was like, ma'am, they're not going to hatch. That's what you're waiting for.
Hey, Greg, I'd like to interrupt for just 1 second. And please. I don't know if you're aware of this, but sometimes at some salad bars, those hard-boiled eggs that are sliced, those are not individual eggs. Mm-mm. They arrive in what looks like a summer sausage.
A tube.
It's a tube of eggs that are boiled. Yes. I know this seems crazy. Restaurant people know what I'm talking about. They actually make a restaurant product that it looks, imagine a gigantic hot dog.
Yeah.
And then they take you take the wrap off it and slice it, and it makes those Ritz cracker size slices of egg.
But are they real eggs?
They're made of real eggs.
They just ask the chicken to push it out slower.
I don't know how they do it, but it's we used to get them when I worked at the restaurant, and it kind of creeped me out.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Yeah, that's unpleasant.
The more you know about some of the stuff, the less you want to eat it. But I'm a big salad bar fan.
Yeah, well, you know, Wisconsin, check out Sky Club up there in Stevens Point. But the guy that sort of took the salad bar idea and ran with it was Norman Brinker of Steak and Ale. Steak and Ale was the first chain, national chain to really, really get behind salad bars. Norman's biggest contribution to the salad bar business, the plate chiller.
That's huge.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. I don't like it when you have like a hot plate coming out of the dishwasher with cold food on it. It's like, hey, how are you going to serve me a cup of coffee and a fork? You know, it's not good. And his plates were pewter, they were kind of cool looking.
Is Steak and Ale still out there?
Steak and Ale is not. However, I talked to a guy bought the rights to Steak and Ale and Bennigan's, and he's going to relaunch them. The first Steak and Ale is online to come online in Cancun pretty soon.
Is it going to be Bennigan's and Ale or Steak and Bennigan's? Or
No, they're not doing a mix and match. I like the idea. I like what you're thinking, Chick. Okay. I don't know, but I can give you his number. A real pleasant guy.
Oh, great.
Steak and Ale, very first high-end food I ever had the pleasure of eating.
Like, what was the place that was made of the railroad cars? Was that Victoria Station?
Victoria Station, yes.
Sure,
are they still around?
I don't think so.
Man, I don't know about that.
Yeah, either do I. I'm unfamiliar with it.
It sounds good, though.
They had really good steaks, and it was made of train cars.
I remember
all the waitresses were named Victoria.
How about that?
Nice caboose.
I made that up, and all the cabooses on those babes.
Look at the caboose on that front.
they're gone, apparently.
Didn't Wendy's restaurant have something to do with the salad bar? Like,
Chick, they must have been. Right, man.
Yeah.
1979 is when Wendy's launched the Super Bar. And I remember that place. Oh. Rack's Roast Beef got into the game.
Oh, I like Rack's.
But almost all these restaurants have stopped it, though. Ruby Tuesdays, do they still have it?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Of course they do, Tom. And I went.
Even today in COVID country?
Yes, I went to where the rubber meets the road on this research. And I went to a Ruby Tuesday, and I talked to the guys filling the salad bar at Ruby Tuesday, and they gave me some info. Chick, what's the number one dressing on a salad bar?
Well, my goodness, it starts and ends and begins with ranch dressing. Yes, Tom. I was trying to be.
You were thinking.
They could not.
Tom, since you're so smart, what's the number one item for old people?
You mean with respect to the items on the salad bar, not the dressing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got a guess.
Wow.
What about fruit salad?
Beets. Jello?
I'm guessing cottage cheese.
Beets.
Christy Lee is right on that. Beets.
Oh, okay. Beets.
According to my guy at Ruby Tuesday and a guy that I talked to, Chuck's Steakhouse was one of Chuck's of Hawaii was one of the first salad bars, and they have a restaurant in Connecticut. I talked to him.
I didn't realize that Ruby Tuesdays had put it back up in these COVID days, but I'm a big fan.
They were down for 3 months, they said, Tom.
Okay. And would you any of the fast food places have it anymore?
You know, not that I'm aware of. That seemed to be a losing proposition. I think because Wendy's, I would imagine people just took it.
I mean, you go in there, you smell the burgers, and you go, let me think here. I know, I'll get a hamburger.
Uh-huh. Well, they also, didn't they have a baked potato bar?
Yeah.
They had a potato bar.
Fixin's bar.
Yeah. Love that.
Oh, Christy, you know, how do you like your baked potatoes?
I like them dry, kind of.
Molly dry.
Maybe a little Molly McButter.
Hey, yeah. Josh, didn't you go and buy some baked potatoes the other day? There, you're in the produce department.
I did, yeah, Greg. I was shopping, and I was at the, you know, looking at some baked potatoes there in the bin.
Uh-huh.
And there was a woman standing next to me, and I looked at her, and I was holding two potatoes, and I said, you know, these remind me of my testicles. And she said, oh, they're that big? I said, no, that dirty.
That's the way to tell it.
She was put off.
She called the manager.
Hey, do you guys ever go to the produce department at night and they have like they have the potatoes and the onions all covered up?
No.
There's like a towel or something. There's something shady going on with onions and potatoes they don't want you to know about, because late at night they cover them up.
Weird.
Is it Brian, our buddy in Kroger? I don't get to shop late at night because I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
With someone. I'll explain why that works later.
Yeah, Greg.
Oh, what, how does this go?
She's getting the high heartland. Oh, he's bringing the heat.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.